Beloved Babaji, laying here in the field, watching the high grass surrounding me, I feel so at peace, so reconnected with myself. I feel a unity with everything and everyone around me. The field is my silent friend. It fills me with joy, gratefulness and inspiration. The field is like an orchestra of gentle sounds, the song of nature. And it is like a painting with textures and colors, a red leaf in the middle of it all, in the middle of all the green and blue flowers popping out. I never get tired of the field. It is so full of things to discover. I feel the urge to draw, to make patterns out of this beauty. I want to express the magic. Thank you, beloved, for the opportunity to discover silence again. It makes me so free, free from my story, my past, free from my normally stressed body, free from feeling lonely, free from things that kills my vibe. Finding peace is my heart's biggest longing, a peace that lasts not only for 2 weeks in the retreat. I need peace. It feels like medicine for my body, heart, and soul. I love silence, and I'm scared of soon coming out of it. Mostly I'm afraid of all the social games that can be waiting, or the feeling of being an outsider that sneaks under my skin. I know these are old fears, but still they have started to arise. Beloved, in deep gratitude to you, thank you for helping me to find peace again and again, and for remembering what love is and how needed it is to feel the heart. With love, yours, Mahima. You know, Mahima, and everybody else know when you go back, and every time we finish the retreat, I remind you, you have to be aware how easy it is to slip back into your unconscious way of being. No, you have been soaked in it. You are here in satsang. You have found that silence that I wanted to share with you. No, you have to take care of it. It doesn't matter what people on the outside think or say. This is much more valuable. And your whole life changes when you take care of it. If you still are influenced by the people on the outside, then you will lose it, because they don't have it, they don't know the value of it. So you can go on doing whatever you are doing, but inside you have to take care, be connected with it, be relaxed with it, be playful with it. Who cares? It's so easy to go back to the old habits, because in this world people don't know about awareness, they don't know about sensitivity, they don't know about being spontaneous. That's why every master has said you have to be strong in spirit. You have to be dedicated to this yourself, to your own heart, to your own truth. And that's what's coming up for you. And I'm sure also the habits are just waiting to kick in. As soon as we finish the retreat, people can't wait to just doing a lot of gibberish and gossiping and So important. So many important things you have to say. Just watch yourself how easy it is to lose it. And how easy it is to fall into your old way of being. Because it's totally new to be in this space for you. So the first thing, of course, you have to find it. Then you have to value it. Then you have to take care of it. Then you have to really pay respect to it, that you want to become intimate friends with your own heart, your own silence. And that you have. You say, finding this peace is my heart's biggest longing. And without this longing, nothing is possible. And that longing can only come after you have felt it. That's, most people in the world, they don't have that longing. It is there, but they are not in touch with it. So that longing can only come when you have been ignited, you have tasted something. Then you have a longing for more. You have an appetite for silence, for truth, for love. And that longing is what's going to guide you. Most people, they have all kinds of desires and longings and dreams that just takes them further and further away from themselves. So know when you are reminded here, it's up to you to take care of it. I love silence and I'm scared of soon coming out of it. Don't be scared, because then you already lose it. Just nurture it. That can be your mantra. I am silence. When you have touched something, then that is the real mantra. It's not from some kind of guru or lama whispers in your ear that you don't understand. If you have tasted something, let that be the mantra, something that connects you to the truth. Mostly I'm afraid of all the social games that can be waiting. They are waiting. And it's good to reflect on it, that this will always be there. All the games will be there. And even if you become enlightened, nothing changed. All the games goes on. The only difference is that you are not getting involved with it. You are untouched by it. This is the most valuable Mahima. So don't have any doubt. Just focus on that love, that peace, that silence. Bring more sensitivity, more meditation into your life. Then it will just grow instead of evaporating. Kabir says, only a very fortunate seeker gets to hear the inner music. And this is the inner music, is the music of Aum, of silence. That is the inner music. Only very fortunate ones gets to hear this inner music. So take it to heart that you are very fortunate you have heard it. This silence, this beauty. Sit in meditation in a solitary place. Stop listening to the outside. Focus your attention in and listen. Nothing has changed for 1,000 years, and nothing will ever change. You have to come back to yourself and not get disturbed by the outside. Then even in the middle of the marketplace, in the middle of the city, you can sit untouched. Bells, conch and flutes are playing sweet melodies. Drums and cymbals are keeping rhythm. Thunder in the background. Listen to this music every day, and your mind will become peaceful, and you will see your heart's light, and forget the body's pull. Listen to this music every day. He said, meditate every day. That is the only thing a master can tell you. Be steady. Go deeper. Put your attention to this. And your mind will become peaceful. That is just the natural outcome. Of course, whatever you put your attention to, that will be your focus. So be aware of where you put your attention. And you will see your heart's light and forget the body's pull. You will forget the desires, the dreams. You will forget your animal nature, your unconsciousness, your lies. It will evaporate by itself because your energy, your consciousness is functioning in a higher level. It's not a fight anymore, it happens by itself. Allow your energy, your consciousness to rise. Then you enter a totally new realm of being. Resolve the two-sidedness of your mind. Meditate regularly. Resolve the two-sidedness of your mind. The two-sidedness of your mind. The mind is split, no? They are always in conflict. Is opposite. But you have to bring those two sides into oneness. And the only way to do that is to allow the heart to be in charge. To allow the heart to realize that the heart is the master, not that two-sidedness, not that conflict of the mind, but the heart. So, when the true ruler is coming back, then the mind falls silent. And from the heart is no conflict. The heart knows. And it wants to go deeper, no? Resolve the two-sidedness of your mind. Meditate regularly. Your attachment will disappear and you will experience nirvana. Slowly, slowly, all your attachments will disappear. All your fantasy, your dreams, your dramas, your fears, your doubts, everything disappears. And you will experience nirvana. You can see for yourself, no, just being here and going deeper in yourself, you need help. Everybody needs help in the beginning. Then it depends on your dedication, your commitment to truth itself, to yourself. But when you have a taste, then you know also it's possible. No? Just imagine if you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into this. My beloveds, well, I arrived here to this retreat with the purpose to say thank you for everything and so much that I have received. I wanted to tell you, it is really time that I do something for you. It was a deep longing to give you back, to be part of all your gifts. Instead, one more time, I have received from you. The more available you are, the more you receive. I found out something last week that has made me distressed. Many, many years of memories and lies have emerged with oblivion. I was very sad and angry with the will to escape home and with the big fear to be alone here in silence. But only one satsang was enough to change everything. You see how easy it is to escape, Malini. But if you had escaped, and sometimes it comes up for people, and especially in the beginning, when many things comes up. You wanted to meditate, and you wanted peace, and you wanted silence, you wanted love. And then instead, just a lot of monsters is coming up from the basement. It's not something new. They have always been there. It's just that you haven't been feeling yourself, no? So you say, I was very sad and angry with the will to escape home. And the big fear to be alone here in the silence. And if you had been escaping home, what would you have take with you then? Your sadness and your angriness. That's how it is. But that is the easy, easy way out. You don't want to deal with it. But sooner or later, you have to deal with it. Just the other day, Minako also wrote me. She said she had the best dynamic ever. She exploded. I think she scared out everybody in dynamic. At least that's what it sounded like. And I was thinking, great, at last. Because she has been in this, like many are, so meditative. You cannot start with that. You already come and you want to be so spiritual, you want to be so silenced. But you are sitting on a volcano, and it might take years till you start accepting that you are sitting on a volcano. Because you have so many ideas, not only about yourself and society and how you are, but spiritual ideas. Great spiritual ideas. And only as you are coming closer and closer to yourself and to me, and I can give you some straight instruction, can you become free. you have to go against your own habits. So very good that you didn't come back to Italy with all your anger and your sadness again. That's why you left Italy. But that's the easy way out, and that's how the ego does not want to deal with it. In that way, to come close, to come in satsang, to take sannyas is the worst. That all the masters say you have to be courageous, because you're going into the unknown, and the ego always wants to have it safe. Even if it's in pain, even if it's in suffering, even if it's angry, then it knows. But only one satsang was enough to change everything. There was no more bad memories in my mind, only beautiful ones, and thoughts of love. And in my heart there was a serenity, love and compassion. The change has been complete and total. It was such a shock that it seemed unbelievable. And this is why I didn't write to you before, because maybe I had misunderstood. Therefore, my dear Swaha, I have to say again, thank you. And always thank you, because you love me, you teach me, and you grow me. Ti amo, Malini. That I do. And you see now what happens when you don't run away? Then you flower then, no? And this will give you more trust, more understanding, more totality. Then you want to come closer. This tasted good. Give me more. Italian ice cream is nothing compared to this. How long? They have that saying, no, how long can you escape? Where will you escape? To the mountains, to the forest, to the ocean. Where can you escape? Where can you escape from yourself? When you're going to face yourself? No, but it's so difficult to face yourself, because you don't know who you are. First, you have to get rid of all that, your ideas. That is what is happening here, among many other things. Just wish I had the songs. That would be nice. Oh, there we are. Surprise! Could have been worse.
Krishna Govinda Hare Murare Hare Narayana Vasudeva.
Beloved, being nobody is what you show me. Around you, this teaching is in everything, in your words, in the work, in the air, and in the rest of the world, it goes in the opposite direction, becoming somebody. When you talked about it in satsang, I realized that all my fears come from this wanting to be somebody, that I am tricked into it again, into wanting approval, recognition, being liked, being seen. And it is strange because I know from experience that when I get what I want, it is not fulfilling at all. It just leaves a lame taste in the mouth, a feeling of being cheated. My Tai Chi master, who I stumbled upon when I was 25, always repeated to let go of wanting to be somebody and the fear of being a nobody. I felt the truth in his words, but I was not ready to fully understand or take it in then. I'm very grateful to him. He sowed a seed that sent me in another direction that ultimately led me to you. And he taught me Tai Chi in a free way, no right or wrong way, with movements coming from inside. And when I connect with these movements, it is one of the few places outside satsang where I'm nobody. That, and sometimes writing, when I see you move and dance, beloved, your movement remind me of his totally free, flowing, wild, and still totally centered, silent. Only when I am no one, I am fulfilled. Then all fears disappear. This is what I want to learn. Every satsang you remind me, you show me this, how fulfilling it is. Like you once said, it is the ultimate feast. I love you, Lina. Yes. I teach you how blissful it is to be a nobody. But of course, all your fears will come up because you're only used to being a somebody. And somebody, all somebodies are outside us, separated from existence. Only nobody is part of existence. That's why very few people become nobodies. But here in satsang, I give you a taste of that. Like you say, in the words, in the work, in the air. When you talk about it in satsang, I realize that all my fears come from this wanting to be somebody. Yes, that is a very good insight. Then stop being somebody. That is maybe not so easy. This wanting for approval, recognition, being liked, being seen. Yes, this is the traits of a somebody. Even if you know that it's not fulfilling, it goes on because it's the only thing we know. All the fears and all your conflicts come from this wanting to be somebody. You are clinging to a false identity. And it's very scary to let go. That is what the master slowly, slowly is pulling you into, this trust to let go, to relax, to see that you are not this somebody, this person full of fear, of doubts, of conflict. That can only happen by coming closer and closer to your own heart, closer to your own understanding. It is a flowering of understanding, of seeing. That's another word for satsang in India, darshan. Darshan means seeing. When you see something, then you have to believe it then. That is what the master is. He's the proof that it's possible. Coming close, this will come up in you too. That nobodiness, that space, that consciousness will slowly, slowly get ignited. As soon as it's ignited, a whole new journey starts. All this just leaves a lame taste in the mouth, a feeling of being cheated, yes. My Tai Chi master always repeated, let go of wanting to be somebody and the fear of being nobody. I felt the truth in his words, but I was not ready to understand or to take it in then. No. And he himself didn't have it, but he had it in his practice. That is the beauty of the arts. You get lost into the art. And in Tai Chi or any art, if you're really going to do it, then you have to disappear. Be that in Tai Chi or in painting or in poetry or in dancing or in music or in singing, you let go. I have introduced you to all these people. Look at Nusrat when he's singing. I have been with him. He's totally gone. Look at the Ravi Shankar when he plays his sitar. He's totally gone. I've been with him. But they come back to their personalities. So the same with the Tai Chi master. You know, if he's really a master, then he disappears. But maybe it's not integrated in his whole life, in his whole being. And that's why these arts are so helpful, so beautiful. Because you can have a taste when you are gone and something else takes over. I'm very grateful to him. He sowed a seed that sent me in another direction that ultimately led me to you. And he taught me Tai Chi in a free way, no right and no wrong way, with the movement coming from the inside. And when I connect with these movements, it is one of the few places outside satsang where I am a nobody. Yes, that's how it is. That's why it's very positive, very helpful, these kind of arts. Because you can be in meditation. And in Tai Chi, if there's somebody there, it doesn't look nice. I know for myself. When I was in the ashram with Osho, then I created my own style. Sen Chi Do, I called it. Then it was a Tai Chi master who was coming. He was only on Tai Chi. Then we were doing push hands together. And this guy was like a brick. It's like, what is this? And he was a Tai Chi. He was a Tai Chi master. So I said, great, now I have somebody to play with. But inside he was tense. But he was a Tai Chi master. He was teaching. He had big seminars in Europe. But still, you cannot become flowing just by learning something. If something has to click. For me, it was very easy because I had all that in my very DNA from before. So any art, any martial arts I knew. And when I came to Osho, after he put me as one of his guards, I loved to be in the nighttime. And then the only problem in nighttime, which maybe some of you know, is to stay awake. So then I had to practice all kinds of techniques to wake up my energy, my chi, and be alert, not to fall asleep. Then we are now, for you who have been in the ashram, which is not so many, but his samadhi, where his ashes are, that was where he gave me sannyas, that's where he gave sannyas in the early days. And that's where I used to be in the night. After the satsang, darshan in the evening, then I just stayed there. And my favorite place was, of course, just where he was sitting. But as you all know, when you are sitting a long time, then it tends to go this way, which I always see with you in the Vipassana. So then, I started moving and breathing. And it was there, something clicked for me. Because of the meditation, it can only come from the deep inside. You cannot learn it. Then I started to move with the whole. So all the arts, first, it's a long time to learn the art, the technique. And then it's very few who drops that. So first you have to learn it, then you have to forget about it. And then it can become part of you, you know, spontaneous. But then again, many people are learning different arts and it's not for them. It can be an idea, or somebody told you, you have to do this. It's so beautiful. And any Tai Chi has to be free. But still you have to learn some technique because you don't know. The body, the physical, have to learn the technique, the stance, the movements. But then comes a day, if you want to go to the essence of the art, where everything just moves from your hara, from your belly. All the movements comes from your center. Then everything else around, all your limbs as such, just hangs there. Like that. That very few, even that so-called Tai Chi master who came there. I was just smiling. After a few minutes playing with him, I was just smiling. I said, no, this doesn't work, I'm sorry. You have to go and meditate. To feel some nobodyness. Because there's too much somebody is there. Tai Chi master. Oh, my God. The ego has its ways. When I see you move and dance, beloved, your movements remind me of his totally free flowing while still totally centered, silent. I can learn your Tai Chi master a few things, I tell you. He might have the Tai Chi, but he doesn't have many other things. Where is he?
He's on the street in Berlin.
In the street.
He lost all his belongings.
On the street?
No, now he lives, I just heard that he lives on the street, sleeping at friends' houses. He lost his students.
Yes. Very good. I hope he's happy. Could have been worse. Could always be worse, no? Only when I'm no one, I'm fulfilled, then all fears disappear. Yeah, that's the essence of everything. If you are no one, then where is the fear? Who is it to be fear? But someone is afraid to be a nobody. Every satsang you remind me, you show me this, how fulfilling it is. Like you said once, it is the ultimate feast. Yes, that's what a master has to go on reminding you and showing you in 1,000 different ways how fulfilling and how it is the ultimate feast that is possible. I love you, Lena. Yes, but you have to remember, Lena, now when you are coming closer, and also you get responsibility here, you are involved, be playful. Now you have it from the Tai Chi, the master, you have to be soft, be like water, they say. Water overcomes the hardest thing in the world. That's what all Lao Tzu said. He's the master Tai Chi man. You don't need to have any other Tai Chi master than Lao Tzu. Then, but you have to bring it into your own life. Because the all, being somebody, can disturb. So be aware of that here. Don't bring that seriousness of somebody into here. You have to be non-serious, more playful. Not only in the Tai Chi, but in the work. That is always the test. All these people, they're sitting here, I'm trying to make more and more. Take the sharp edges away, the seriousness, the stiffness, the somebodiness. And you will see, when you come closer, then you will face it. Do you have the trust? Do you have the relaxation? You will be tested. So if you really want, then you are at the right place. But you have to help yourself also. Bring more playfulness, lightness, truth, nobodiness into it. That you just work like a hollow bamboo, which is the whole essence of Tai Chi. Let the Chi move through you. There's something bigger than you that is operating here. Spontaneously. Be spontaneous. Be playful. Be non-serious. Be only that all these nice things can happen only when you are a nobody. But no somebody wants to be a nobody. What happened to the somebody then? What happened to somebody when you're nobody? What happened? Then run away, run away. What happened? Somebody sees all the nobodies. What happened here? How can I function here? What can I do? I'm a big somebody. Somebody want to do something. Somebody, some things. With other somebody. Somebody, somebody is there. And some problem is there. Some lies is there. Somebody has some lies, some trickiness. Somebody has anger also. Nobody has nothing. I'm giving you courage to be nobody's. Beloved Master, thank you so much for providing the loving space of awareness here and the meditations and processes to see our unconscious patterns and our true self. Last but not least, the profound grace and healing in satsangs. This time, to me, your presence in satsang has entered me very deeply every time, and profound healing is happening. I was quite sad that I could not come closer to you in and miss some retreats that I really wanted to come these last years. Now I see that the homework I did out of need brought me closer to you. Trust and more awareness happen, and you and the whole are flooding my system in mysterious ways. It seems a bit bizarre to put words to it. In satsang, a tremendous energy came through me, stretching me up, and with many walls going through me vertically. Then after, I don't know how long it was, like my head and heart was rewired with many, many new nerves, and the old nerves were rewired and put back in place. Wow, my goodness, thank you. I prepared the ground for it in many ways, healing my early severe childhood traumas for 10 to 12 years, removing metal from my teeth that has been bothering me and my nervous system for 25 years, seeing the patterns of what happened to my awareness and energy when I get re-traumatized, seeing the old trauma, karma, and my fear of violence and certainly death carry into this life. Yes, this, all this has to be cleaned out of the system before the real dessert can be given. Because as long as there is any identification with somebody or some story, it takes up all the place, all the space. In the later satsang, I ate you and you jumped into my crown chakra and size shifted, and I felt the way, all the way into the belly. Very funny. It is funny. It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. It must have been one of those. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. You know, that's nice, no? It's a little bit funny. Malini, you know that? Don't. I introduce you to everything. Thank you, thank you. I pray for this new nervous system and playfulness will be with me. Gratefulness and gratitude, Sakina. Me also, Sakina, then we will make it. With a little help from my friends. Kabir says, my master planted the tree in me that bears fruit of bliss. No axe can cut it. No fire can burn it. It stays green all year round. I have fallen in love with this tree. It is always filled with awareness, with sweetness. There is an invincible garden within. My master planted it there secretly. Even that who consumes everything dare not come near. Kabir says, this is a very unique tree. Beloved Master, I would like to share something that happened the morning after I saw the Karmapa movie. I was sitting by the river when suddenly a vision came, and what can be said is that I felt like a sensation of old but present view of the white Himalayas, with the delicate sun on top of the mountains. There was a sensation, a connection from the past with Osho, Karmapa and you in some kind of etherical bodies. But this connection felt so certain and alive that only pure joy of silence was there, and I rejoiced. And then you went on with these amazing satsangs where so much was transpired and transmitted. I bow down to you and the whole lineage. I am so grateful. I do not know what is happening, only this beautiful, mystical miracle that you are. There is only gratitude. Yoi Kamal. Let it be only gratitude. Om Shanti. Om.
Kali Kapalini Durga Kshama Shivadatri Swaha Swadhanamostu.
May all somebodies become nobodies and find peace. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Jaya Sarva Gate Devi Kalaratri Namostute Madhukaitavam Vidravi Vidatri Varade Namaha Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jehi Mahishasura Nirnashi Bhaktanam Sukade Namaha Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jehi Shambhasya Eva Shambhasya Dhumrakshasya Chama Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jehi Natebhyah Sarvadha Bhaktya Chandike Durita Pahe Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jehi Dehi Sobhagyam Arogyam Dehi Me Paramasukam Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jehi Videhi Devi Kalyanam Videhi Paramam Shriyam Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jehi Himachala Sudanat Samstute Parameshwari Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Indrani Pati Sabhavam Pujite Parameshwari Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jehi Devi Prachanda Dharadanda Daitya Darpa Vinashini Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Dehi Patni Manorama Dehi Manovratanu Sarani Taranim Durga Samsara Sagarasya Kaloba Rupande Jayande Yashode Vidushode Rupande Jayande Yashode I wanna know what love is.
Sure.